Welcome to episode 87 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babby. As I put together this week's show, it's the end of the week following my editing of the Goodwood Revival pictures. Of course, those images have now been submitted, a few days ago, actually, and I'm now preparing for my next week's activities. On this week's show, I'm turning back the clock a couple of weeks to the day I visited this year's outdoor trade show up in Warwickshire. This is always a great event which gives me the chance to meet up with new and existing contacts from the outdoor industries and discuss new kit, future collaborations and much more besides. So let's get straight into the audio, which finds me sat at the motorway services some way along my return home from a very long day. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 87. It's just after 9:15 in the evening, and I am sat at the motorway services, somewhere around about the M4A34, I believe. I'm not quite sure. I've turned all my sat-nav off and I've just really been following the directions and not really paying a lot of attention. There we go, M4A34. So, the reason why I am on the road so late is because I am heading back down south from a day in another outdoor exhibition. Today it was the turn of the outdoor trade show up at Stoneleigh Park in Warwickshire. Now, just a bit of background to the glamour that is going to these shows. I was up nice and early and I set off around about 7:30 this morning. It's about a 2.5 hour journey to get to the venue, and I've been there once before. I went last year and it was very good, which is why I went again. But that was the plan. As it turns out, there were perhaps the biggest delays I've ever known on the roads, certainly for a long time. There had been an accident on, I think it was the A34. Part of the road was also closed. And long story short, it took me 5 hours to get up to Stoneleigh Park. So immediately my plans for the day had to shift. And what were those plans? Well, for those of you that don't know, I go to a number of trade shows and expos and what have you each year. In terms of photography, you know that there is Focus on Imaging, which is every year around about March time. And for the outdoor industries, I go to the Outdoors Show and the London Boat Show and the London Bike Show, all of which are in the same complex, usually at XL down in London. And then I go to the outdoor trade shows, as I say, up at Stoneleigh Park. Now, there were some people that said, why didn't I just turn around when it got to a point where it was taking me so long? I should have maybe just turned around and headed back. But for one thing, I'm quite a stubborn so-and-so when I want to be, and having made all the effort getting up at what time I did to set out at what time I did to get to the venue at what had meant to be about 10:15, there was no way that I was going to just turn around and give up and go back. The other reason was I had made plans to meet with a particular company at a set time. But also, for those of you that don't know, the Outdoor Trade Show is not one of these events which is open to the public at large. It is open to the trade. So in the majority, you get a lot of retailers going there, people that run outdoor equipment businesses, retail businesses online or high street stores. But then you also get, I would imagine, they must all be out there, you get the likes of me, who go there to network a little bit, to see what's new from those various manufacturers. And in terms of brands, we're talking about some of the really big and well-known brands in the industry. So just as an example, you've got, Vango, who make tents and sleeping bags and rucksacks and all that sort of thing. Very good brand, actually. Of course, I'll link to that in the to them into the show notes. But the importance for me of these events, like I say, is to network, to touch base with people. Some of the people that were there have sent me equipment to test, some of which I've tested in the past. The people from Paramo were there again. It's always nice to talk to them. But, say, other people, I have stuff on test at the moment, and it was nice just to give a bit of initial feedback. The reviews are not ready to go be published yet. Excuse me, yawning. I think I can be forgiven at this point of the day. So just nice to have a chat, see what's going on and what have you. There's really not a lot more to say on this occasion, I guess, because the fruits of my labours, as it were, will hopefully become apparent through the website when you see collaborations. There are a few things that were talked about. As an example, there was one manufacturer that makes nice lightweight bags, like pouches, which are very, suitable to the photographer, because they are very unobtrusive. They're nice, well-made, lightweight, perfect for carrying maybe a couple of lenses or some accessories and memory card pouches or what have you. And in conversation, we were just talking, and there is early talks about maybe offering some promotional offers for listeners of the podcast and visitors to the site. So, as they say, you need to watch this space. But as I say, things like that. I went there to the show prepared to talk about statistics, and I have all the statistics to hand about the active photographer, number of hits it gets every month, and where people listen or where people visit from, whether it's, I know, sort of the United States or Canada or Great Britain or Germany or all over the world, as I'm sure you can appreciate. I have to have that information ready to explain to people, because they want to get a sense of what I'm doing. I was also talking about plans for the future, things that are in mind. I was also talking about with one particular manufacturer, a photo shoot that we're going to try and make happen, and the idea that they're perhaps going to be using some of the pictures that we produce in their marketing material, which should be really good. So I'm looking forward to seeing what comes of that. So yes, I was a little bit a little bit miffed by my delays this morning, but it's one of those things. I suppose it can't be helped. It's the joys of motoring. You have to take what you're given as a driver. And I was able to get round pretty much everyone that I wanted to see. Had to scoot around fairly quickly, glancing over a number of stalls, and it was in two big halls, and one main hall and one secondary, and I got around most of it. And I think those people that I wasn't able to see, I do actually have in the goodie bag that you get given as when you walk in. There's a little booklet there, spiral bound booklet, which breaks down who all of the exhibitors are. So if I wasn't able to get to see a particular company, of course, I can just look at who they are, and it has a web address and what have you, and I can just contact them and say, look, you know, I'm really sorry I didn't get to speak to you, introduce myself and what have you, and just, you know, take it from there. So what was the other thing? Oh yes, I had planned to see one distributor of a number of brands to do with camping, tents and so forth. And unfortunately, I had planned to see them at 5 o'clock. Now, this show ends, it's open for several days, but each day, or certainly on today, ends at 7 o'clock. And my plan had been to actually, given that I was going to start at about 10:30 or what have you, I wouldn't need to spend right up until 7 o'clock there. I was going to go across to a second venue, which is about 15 minutes away and not directly connected, to go and see this other contact that I have there. So we've been in touch via Twitter and so forth. And it got to about 4 o'clock because I wanted to see how far I would get round. And I just had to send him a message and I just said, look, I'm really sorry. It's, you know, it's going to be later than I thought. And then the next few hours went on, and in the event, it got to a point where I was still in conversation with various people at 7 o'clock when over the tannoy the announcement was made that they were closing the show. So because of that, I sent a message to this particular person. I said, "No, I'm really sorry, but can we maybe have a catch up in the coming days, sort of after you're back from the show?" So it looks as though we're going to catch up probably, you know, on Skype or something like that. Skype is not something that I publicise. I don't give out my details to everyone. I use it for very specific purposes, to talk to specific people about projects or things like this, you know, sort of potential collaborations and so forth. So that is something which I need to follow up in the coming days. So as I sit here with a a coffee next to me, I've just gone into one of these petrol stations which has, you know, I think it's connected with Marks and Spencer's, so they have, you know, food and what have you. So I've got a coffee and just going to try and wake up a little bit, because as you might imagine, I'm a little bit tired. And I'm now looking ahead to tomorrow, which, as I record this, I have a number of things to do tomorrow. I have a meeting down in Portsmouth, which is to discuss a coming up in the build-up to Christmas, some event photography for some just PR and marketing, so that'll be really good. It's an old contact from 2 or 3 years ago who I've not actually done any commissioned photography with before. I have visited them and spoken with them for other projects and collaborations, and I supplied some pictures. And I think on that occasion, whatever the arrangement must have been, they credited me and I was happy with that at the time. I forget what the arrangement was. So that's tomorrow. What have I got to do? I've got that. I've got some various kind of fairly mundane kind of admin stuff that needs to be done in the office. I still have some behind the scenes video footage and some pictures to edit from recent times. What else? I have some test review write-ups to do. There are one or two of those that I will hopefully, depending on how long I'm out and what have you, hopefully I will get at least a couple of those written up and probably one published, with a second one scheduled for probably next week as I record this, and you know, in the coming weeks when you hear this. So it's a busy old time, and as I looked at the sat nav just before, as I parked up here, and I've still got about an hour and 20 minutes still to go of my journey. It's not a bad evening. It's quite clear in the sky. And the traffic at least is fairly quiet, given that we are now, you know, well out of rush hour. And I suppose that's one thing for leaving a bit later. But yeah, I just wanted to sit for a few minutes and just try and have a bit of a rest and a coffee. But B, I just wanted to share this side of things with you and this event. A lot of you will know that I do these events, and you may even have met me at these events, or you may have seen follow-up posts on the website, or all sorts of things. You know, could even just be a Facebook post or something. So yeah, if you've got any questions about this sort of thing, you know, the value of going to trade exhibitions and or networking, I'm often talking about networking, then always ask. It's one of those things. It's interesting. I was talking to one particular person on one of the stands. I can't remember which brand it was, but we were just talking, and they're saying that their daughter was just about to start a photography course somewhere, and you know, that was kind of interesting. As I said to them, you know, obviously I sort of, you know, we exchanged business cards and what have you, and I did say, well, look, you know, tell your daughter if she wants to get in touch and she wants to talk about photography or any advice, whether it be about equipment or what it is to be a photographer in, you know, working in the industry and anything like that. I said, you know, tell her to get in touch, whether it's either just looking at content that's on the Active Photographer or maybe dropping me an email or all the usual ways. So these events really are really very worthwhile for me, because I get to see new products that are coming out on the market or that are currently on the market. I get to network with new contacts. I get to build on existing contacts and see what possible collaborations might be there and how to move things forward. And as is often the case with these things, I now am coming away from this with a head full of ideas, which is another thing I've got to do tomorrow, just as soon as I'm back from my meetings, is to actually sit down, look at all the business cards, the brochures, and actually some products which I was given to take away, look at everything from this day, see what I've got to do to follow up. There's people I've got to send information to, send requests to, and confirmation of various things and follow-ups. So it doesn't just end with this one day, and by the time I get in, it's probably going to be after probably about 10:15, something like that. But yeah, so really worthwhile. I don't think there's really a lot more to say to that. I'm just going to sit here, have my coffee, and I'm very keen to get home and well, quite frankly, go to bed, because it's been a really quite a long day, all things told. So as ever, on that note, I will leave it there. With various commitments in the last couple of weeks, not least of all the Goodwood Revival, I'll now be following up many of my contacts from the outdoor industries over the next 7 days. And of course, looking forward to the outcome of my previous conversations. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.